There's one word that politicians almost always use when they talk about the U.S. immigration system. That word is broken. But what does that really mean? Residents of the small town of Brewster, Washington know. For decades, immigrants have come from Mexico, often illegally, to work in the surrounding apple and cherry orchards. Jessica Robinson traveled to Brewster and found a microcosm of how the immigration debate is playing out.
Most people in Brewster's immigrant community either have heard about or remember December 1997. That was when La Migra came. A Border Patrol plane flew overhead and vans and buses pulled up at a fruit packing facility outside of town. Lucia Dalabera was there.
Oh, es lo más triste.
The saddest part, says Dalabera, was the families. Mothers sent back to Mexico while their husband and children stayed in this small town in north-central Washington along the Columbia River. Then came the second raid in March 1998. It was exactly 3 months later to the day, leading people to wonder for years when the next one would be. I lived in fear, says Dalabera, always wondering when immigration would come find me. It took until the fall of 2009 for the next big raid to come, and it was far bigger. But this one didn't come with planes or vans. By most accounts, it came in the form of paperwork.
No vino la migra, pero a cada quien entregaron una carta.
We were given a letter, says Dalabera. It said, there's no more work. Yes, the raid was in a different form this time, but the result was the same. Parents out of work.
¿Qué haces?
What do you do? It was the same...
golpe.
Blow. Geber's Farms is Brewster's biggest employer and one of the largest apple growers in the nation. It was the target of the Obama administration's new brand of immigration raid, called an audit. By 2010, Geber's had been forced to switch to a guest worker program, and 500 undocumented workers, or maybe more, were fired. It was a huge hit for a town of 2,300 people. 3 years later, the initial panic has subsided. Members of the high school baseball team practice batting before the sun disappears behind the mountains. It's hard to say exactly what happened to all the workers who were fired, but one thing is clear. Many people stayed and found work elsewhere, using a different name. Baseball coach Jared Riggin says, in the end, not much has changed in Brewster.
I would say it had no effect. More workers came in and kind of filled the roles that were lost. Geber's Farms is a pretty big employer, and when they have a need, they got to fill it.
But members of the Hispanic community say a lot has changed for them. Minerva Alvarado owns a clothing shop on Main Street in Brewster. Alvarado sells clothes for baptisms, communions, birthdays, weddings.
Baby shower.
But ever since the audit, Alvarado says fewer people are throwing big parties. People are trying to save, she says. There's less job security here. People keep waiting for immigration to come again. Next door, Esteban Camacho runs a grocery store in Delhi. He serves homemade Mexican bread and tacos.
Real tacos with handmade tortillas.
But he's also learned how to make coconut rice and jerk chicken for hundreds of Jamaican workers who now work the orchards on seasonal guest worker visas. Camacho says they're bused into town only a few times a week, and they send almost all of their money home.
Business is getting a little better, but never going to be the same as before. I'm pretty sure about that.
Geber's Farms itself has remained silent on the audit. The company did not respond to repeated interview requests for this story. But according to the Washington Farm Labor Association, Geber's is one of 35 growers in the state now using the guest worker program. The industry complains it's an expensive system that requires a company to coordinate with six different government agencies. And it still doesn't provide enough workers. The association estimates as many as 70% of agricultural workers in Washington are not what they call work authorized. Ron Uhls is the police chief in Brewster. Trophies from his deer hunting trip stare out over his office downtown. Uhls says there's been a noticeable decline in calls to the police since the audit, which he attributes to the strict criteria for guest worker visa holders. But in the end, Uhls says the federal government didn't stop the flow of undocumented workers to Brewster.
It did nothing. That's the thing is, they hit the media and it looks like this great big thing, but the reality, the end result truly is, other than putting a financial burden on a local business and disrupting the lives of the residents around here, did it truly make a change? I don't believe so, no.
Uhls points to one indication of that. School enrollment didn't go down as predicted. It went up.
Isn't that beautiful?
You get an idea of the sheer magnitude of the agricultural industry here on a hill overlooking Geber's vast orchards.
It's phenomenal, really, when you see that it's by human hands that all these apples get picked.
Helen Davis has brought me here. She works for a domestic violence center in OMAC. Her own family is originally from Mexico, and she works closely with immigrants in Brewster. Davis says some of the fired Geber's workers who did leave are now coming back. Meanwhile, she's been watching the political tides turn this year in favor of some sort of immigration reform. But Davis has heard that before.
I have always said, if we could have the politicians out here, standing out here where we are right now and watching the people work. And I have thought about this so often, about inviting them to come up here and just watching, just listening.
Davis points off in the distance where there's a bend in the Columbia River. Around that bend are even more orchards, all the way north to the border. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.